Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Ayin Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin, Amad Beis, at the Mishnah at the top of the page, beginning of the new Perek, Ha'isha. Ha'isha she'nafru l'nechosim ad chelotis ares, moedin be'shamay u'be'thilo, she'mecheres v'nesenes l'kayim. Be'shamay and be'thilo agree that an arusa may sell or give for a gift property that fell to her before Kiddushin. Nafru l'a mishinis arsa, be'shamay oimim timko. If property fell to her after Kiddushin, Beisham may say she may sell. Beisilo imim lo itimka. Beisilo say she may not sell. Ele ve'elu moedim she imachra v'nasna kayim. They agree. They both agree that if she sold or gave it, the sale or the gift stands. Amr Rav Yehuda amru l'Rav Gamliel hayor v'zacha be'isha lo yiske v'nechasim. Rav Yehuda says that the Chacham said in front of Rav Gamliel, since her husband acquires her, he should acquire her property. Amr lehen al chadoshim aneboishim ela she'atem megalgim aleinu efeishanim. Gamliel said back to the Chachamim, we're embarrassed about the new property, and we say that if she sold after Nisuin, the husband takes it from the buyers. Do you suggest to say the same about the old property? The Gemara says, Kilimas Nisa, Ad Shaloi, if you say Tis Areif and Nis Alsa. The Gemara says that our Mishnah means that property fell to her before she became Mekudeshes, and she became Mekudeshes. Ma Ben Ad Shaloi Nis Alsa, Ma Ben Mish Nis Alsa. What's the difference between before she became Mekudeshes and after she became Mekudeshes? Naflu. The answer is, before she became Mekudeshes, the property fell to her rights. After she became Mekudeshes, it fell both to her rights and to his rights. Rabbi Pinchas bar Koimei Rabbi Yosi, v'lam lo tanisa mekoylei be'shamay v'chomei beis hillel. Rabbi Pinchas asked Rabbi Yosi, why was this Mishnah not taught in Meseches Eduyos amongst leniencies of be'shamay and stringencies of beis hillel? Amalei la sinan misnei eladora chamo mishnei stadim v'kal mishnei stadim v'amhacha choymehu misad echad v'kal misad echad. Rabbi Yosi answered that we taught there only something that's stringent from both sides according to Beis Hillel and lenient from both sides according to Beis Shammai. However, here, like every monetary law, it's a stringency for one side and leniency for the other side. V'hatanin and Beis Shammai oimim hevke le'aniyim harayhu kal la'aniyim v'choymehu lebalabayis v'tanisa. We ask a question. There's a Mishnah that Beis Shammai say Hefker for Aniyim is Hefker, and this is leniency for the Aniyim and a stringency for the owner, and it was taught amongst leniencies of Beis Shammai. Amalei kalhu la'aniyim ve'inu choyme lebalabayis she'medatoi hefkeri. Rabbi Yosi says, answer that it's lenient for the Aniyim, but it's not stringent for the landowner because he willingly made a Hefker. Amalei v'ha taninan ha'imer shu samach lagapa or lagadish or lebakar or lekelim v'shochroi harihu kal lebalabayis v'chaymu la'aniyim. Rabbi Pinchas asked Rabbi Yosi from another Mishnah, a sheaf near the fence stack cattle or kelim, and he forgot it, but Shammai say that it's not shechecha, and there's a leniency for the landowner and a stringency for the aniyim. Amalei kalhu lebalabayis v'ina chaymu la'aniyim yodai loizachu boi. Rabbi Yosi answered, it's lenient for the landowner, but it's not considered stringent for the aniyim because they did not yet acquire it. You say the same thing over here, though, that it's lenient for the woman, but it's not stringent for the husband because he didn't yet acquire it. Rabbi Yosi says no, because since he was Mekadisha, it fell to her rights and to his rights. Amru Yuda, Amru Lifnei Rav Gamliel, Hoyo v'harusa ishtohi, v'anasur ishtohi, ma'azeh mocha batel, afzeh mocha batel. Rabbi Yuda says, if they say in front of Rav Gamliel, since Narusa is his wife and Nesura is his wife, just like this Nesura, her sale is batel, also this Arusa, her sale should be batel. Amalehen, v'chadoshim aneboishim, elashatem begaglin chadoshim alayushanim. Rav Gamliel responded, we're embarrassed about the new property, it means we say that if she sold after Nesuin, the husband takes it from the buyers. Do you arouse, want to say that to put the law of the new on the old? This is new property after she had Nesuin. An old property is before she had Nesuin, and after it fell to her, she had Nesuin. And the next mission says, Nafru nechasim mishenises, eile ve'eile moedim, she'mach v'nasna habal, moitzim yad alakuchis. If property fell to her after Nesuin, both Beshamah and Beis Hillel agree that if she sold it, the husband takes it from the buyers. Achelei nises v'nises, v'gamliel oimer, imach v'nasna kayim. Rabbi Gamliel says, if property fell to her before Nesuin, and she sold it or gave it after Nesuin, then it stands. Amr Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Amr lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, hoyo v'zocha v'isha lo zocha b'nechosim. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, the Chacham said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, since the husband acquires the woman, doesn't he acquire the property? אבל להן על חדוש מן הבוישים, אלא שאתם מגלגלים עלינו את הישונים. But when you said, we are embarrassed about the new poverty, and you try to put the law of the new on the old. The Gemara says, Anan, Taninan, Mecheres and Eses Vakayim. The Gemara says in the Mishnah, she sells and gives and it stands. Tani Vemechia, Leitimcho, Veleititain, Vemocha, Venasna Kayim. The Chia says in the Baisa, she may not sell or give. If she sold or gave, it stands. Amma Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Loi Kein Hashivam Agamnil, Ela Kein Hashivam, Loi Im Amalt. And then we skip the next couple of lines, and it should say, rather, Benesua, she was Akai B'Metsiyasa, Masiyader, Bafir Nedoya, Tama Ba'arusa, she ain't Akai B'Metsiyasa, Masiyader, Bafir Nedoya. And Hananya ben Akiva says, Agamnil didn't answer this way. Rather, he said, no, if you say about a Nesua, her say is bottle, because he receives her mitzios and her earnings, and he can annul her vows alone. Will he say about so and about an arusa that he does not receive her mitzios and earnings, and he cannot annul her vows? Amuloi, hawe ad shalai nisis venisis trichiach, she was a kaib mitziosa, but masia yodea, of efenidorea, vat moidelanu, shalai timcha v'loi titim. The Chacham said, property that fell to her before nesuin, and she made nesuin, disproves this, because he merits her mitzios and earnings, and he can annul her vows, and you agree to us that then she may not sell or give. Amalehen kachani moed lachem shalai timcha v'latiten v'imocha v'nasna mocha kayem. But Gamliel says, I agree to you that she may not sell or give, but if she sold or gave, though, it stands. Also, uvda kami Rabbi Ami ama lo Gamliel yechidihu lo simchoin aloi. A case came in front of Rabbi Ami, and he said, isn't Rabbi Gamliel an individual? We don't rely on him. Masnisa mesayel lei upaleg eloyeh. Abaisa supports him and argues with him. Rabbi Seinu chazu nimnu v'hoiru v'nechosim shenafula ad shalai nises v'nises shalai timkav v'shalai titain v'mochwa nasna mochwa batal. Rabbi Seinu retracted and voted and ruled that if property fell to her before Nesuin and she made Nesuin, she may not sell or give. If she sold or gave, it is batal. Mesayele mochwa batal plige aluya Rabbi Seinu chazu, I should say nimnu v'hoiru this supports him that her sale is bottle. It argues with him though, for it says that Rabbi Seinu retracted, voted and ruled. This teaches that beforehand they didn't argue with him. We come now to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Chaylek ben Nechosim le Nechosim, Nechosim hayuduim lebal le timkav im mochwa not benasna bottle. Rabbi Shimon distinguishes between different types of property. Property that the husband knew about, she may not sell it, and if she sold or gave it, it's bottle. If the husband did not know about it, then she may not sell it, but if she sold or gave it, then it stands. The Gemara says, that the property that the husband knew about that refers to land, what he did not know about refers to metaltilim, movable objects. Ubala nosem medeas ayom. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina said that property that the husband knew about, it's what fell in the husband's rishus. What he did not know about is what fell to her, and her husband was overseas. Masnisa masayel Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina elu hen nechosim she'en yiduim lebal elu shenofla ubala nosem medeas ayom. We have a support for Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina from Abaisa. Property that the husband did not know about is what fell to her, and her husband was overseas.